Joining us via the Paul Bunting Communications hotline right now is the head coach of the University of Sioux Falls Cougars, Jed Stugart. Coach, thanks for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
You have been in charge of your team since the school's transition to D2 from NAIA. What, in your mind, has been the biggest difference?
Well, you know, not as big a difference as what a lot of people would think. I think, you know, there's, you know, tradition here is something we've continued on of expectation of winning. And, you know, we've always kind of recruited that. I think, obviously, you know, we've recruited a little bigger guy. You know, kids, I think the biggest difference is kids tend to pay a little bit more attention to you in recruiting because every kid loves to play at the NCAA level. And so, you know, we've had so many players in the past when we were in an NAIA program that could have played at this level and won at this level. I think that showed with our win against North Dakota and even how we played McNeese State and then almost beat North Dakota again. So, you know, I think, you know, obviously in recruiting, kids tend to pay a little bit more attention to you at that level. But, you know, the coaches before me and the tradition here, you know, have always had that mindset and gave us a great foundation to build upon. So, but entering this conference, I know the difference from a football standpoint is that week in and week out in this conference, you've got to be ready to play. I think the former conference we were in, it wasn't always the case, and that's one thing that was different is our guys got to be ready weekly, and that's something we've really tried to emphasize.
Well, you guys had almost 500 yards of offense on Saturday against Minot. Is that something your offense is capable of every week?
Well, that's what we expect. I mean, we respect everybody we play, and Minot did a bunch of good things. That's one thing through some of their turmoil, they did. They were a scrappy defense and a pressure defense, and you know we were. I was really pleased with how our kids handled the pressure and were able to pick up. They really tried to pressure our run game, and how our offensive line was able to maneuver through that to not take away the run. And I was real impressed with how we managed that. And so yeah, I'll be honest with you, we're not too hung up on yardage. I'm a points guy. I need to make sure we got more points than the other team. And our expectations are is that we equip them with what they need to do to get a win. We don't worry about yards as much as we do points. But that's what we expect of them. I think that's what they expect of themselves.
Coach, your defense had their problems just a year ago. They didn't on Saturday, however, against Minot. Is the jury still out on if they can be as consistent as you want?
We could have been probably better last year if we were a little, you know, we were very, our kids were really struggling on formations and lineup. We were a little complicated last year, and I think we put them in tough situations last year. I think the difference is, you know, we're a lot more sound this year in what we do schematically. You know, we're putting our kids in positions to run around and fly around and play instead of think. And I think the attitude and the confidence level that we've seen all through fall camp is there. And because, you know, we did give up a big play in the past game, and they had a couple long runs on us Saturday, and I was encouraged to see that our team wasn't affected by that defensively, where a year ago they would have started to lose some confidence in themselves. And so I don't know if the jury's out on that part. I feel like the kids facing this offense every day in fall camp really prepares them because we can be an explosive offense. And so, of course, you know, when you get in the stretch run, which means every week against a good Bemidji team, for example, is one thing about them. We always know they're going to be physical, and we've always had a lot of respect for Coach's program. So it is going to be another test. Where there was more uncertainty last week, this week we know that there's a little bit more of an identity there that they have, and we better be prepared for it.
Coach, off the field, is the city of Sioux Falls big enough to support both you guys and Augie financially?
That's a good question. I think the reality is that everybody's got their fans. Everybody's got their sponsorships and their donor base, and we've got tremendous support in this town. The addition of Avera coming us joining forces. You know, there's two big hospitals here. You know, Avera, now that we're with Avera, we're their only college program here. Augie's with Sanford. That's a good example that, you know, two big organizations that can help each program out. You know, I think both programs, as far as facilities and things, you can see the facilities here in Sioux Falls by both, you know, both institutions are very good. And, you know, we feel very blessed with the support base that we have, and we've been able to kind of move our program along. So, great question. I haven't been asked that, but it's I haven't felt the downside of this is a great town, and they love their college football.
Well, on that topic, how are things differently financially going from the NAIA to D2 football?
Well, I think any school, you know, when you the athletic side, when you move into the NCAA, there's obviously more costs with scholarships, with rules that are in place that you can get away with in NAIA, as far as you know, just all the way down to meals and how you got to be, you follow more rules in NCAA. It's going to create some financial strains that maybe weren't there in NAIA. It's not an enrollment-driven mindset. You know, the move to our because of the academic stipulations and those things have really given our university more credibility from a perception standpoint, because NAIA programs sometimes get a bad rap because people just don't know. They think that from an academic standpoint, anybody can get in, but I think from an NCAA standpoint, there's even tougher guidelines academically to get in. I think it gives our school a lot of credibility that way, but you know, we've you know, obviously, we've been very blessed with the success we've had. We weren't real happy about last year, even though it was a winning season. But still, when you look at it over the 3 years and the transition going into our fourth year here, you know, we feel like we've been able to maintain and try to hang in there with the big boys a little bit. And this is kind of what we've been able to do.
Well, Coach, this is going to be your first trip to Bemidji. What have you heard about playing at the Chet?
Well, I've heard it's a great environment and a great location. And, you know, I have not been there. You know, you can see on film just the surrounding area, just the view from the press box. I mean, it looks like a great place to play. You know, Jeff, I've had a lot of respect for him, getting to know him since we've been in here. And, you know, I always respect programs that, you know, are very, you know, they're good football teams. They're sound. They're fundamentally strong, and they're disciplined. And that's what I've always felt. That's a perception I've always had with his program. And now, you know, hearing great things about what a great environment to go play in. Looks like beautiful facilities on film. It'll be a our kids actually like to get out and travel a little bit. We don't really see road trips as a downside. Our kids enjoy going and playing and seeing different parts of our conference. And they're pretty fired up about getting on a bus trip together and making this a business trip, though.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you here this Saturday.
Look forward to it.